joined by Callum Jacobs, the author of A New Formation. This is the longer conversation. You'll have heard him last week on Tour Live with Abrilock talking about the book, but this is the longer chat that we will have that is quite relaxed. Out of things that come out of the book for me, Callum, and one of the first things that comes out to me in your introduction is you're very determined to repeatedly say, this is not just about these footballers as black footballers, and that the conversation can't just be reduced to that. We have to talk about them as footballers first and foremost, and one of the first things that I noticed about these players was they're all footballers who were capable of bringing an enormous amount of joy to the pitch and to circumstances, especially, obviously, Ian Wright and Raheem Sterling, but going all the way back, Justin Fashanu as well as part of that, and Andrew Cole, who scored an unbelievable number of goals. And it seems to me as though, Andrew Cole, another example of it, really, for him, the goals, a lot of them seem to have been forgotten, first and foremost, but also the idea of it being a joyous thing is... scoring a goal always is, and it's the thing that I feel as though sort of unites a number of these footballers, and it's the thing that I think sort of can be overlooked if we dwell too much on other contexts. And as I say, you argue that in the introduction.
I do, yeah, and I feel like one of the things I was, you know, determined is definitely the right word. In each brief that I issued to each writer was the explicit instruction that we shouldn't delve too much into the traumatic events that have shaped these players' careers. Although we shouldn't overlook that, and if it's relevant, we'll include it. My intention was to try and talk about everything other than that. So, of course, yeah, their careers, their achievements, what they meant to the communities from which they were drawn. But also, yeah, that connection and what they brought to fans, what we all enjoyed. And I think, as you said, yeah, that's definitely encapsulated in the Raheem Sterling essay, but also the Ian Wright essay. I'd say he's the biggest proponent of that, and obviously we see that now on the pitch. When he played like a supporter, he played like he understood the football was something to be enjoyed, the way he celebrated the goals he scored. So he's doing house party type like the dance he did is called the Bogle. He did that a number of times, and again, that's like a nod to where he comes from. If you're a black fan and you're looking at that, you're like, rah, like he's representing us, like he's actually revealing an element of our lives, of our interior lives. And I think, you know, what you hinted at there as well is to say that the lived experience of black people isn't all about the racism that we endure. And obviously these players could be used as avatars to explore that, all of them. I did make the effort to try and steer away from that a little bit. And as you said, with the goals are what we watch football for. And the fact that these players were all, well, the majority of them who brought so much joy were attacking players, is huge, right? Because that's where possibility lays. That's where the fantasy of the game, that's where it lays. And the fact that they were able to bring that makes them all the more interesting and all the more pivotal.